The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Andrew Thornbrook joins me from the Epoch Times. National security correspondent focuses on defense and military affairs, along with China. Andrew, it's great to have you back. And by the way, I just have to mention that you have family all over the state of Oregon. So you're a local boy. Welcome to the show. Where are they, by the way?
I do indeed. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've got family all over. Portland, down south, Klamath Falls, middle of the state, Sublimity State, and the whole region.
What an interesting time, Andrew, to be a national security correspondent, especially focusing on China. I was just talking with some listeners and some other people how China is getting ready to tighten the screws on some of the metal exports, you know, coming to the United States. And this is going to be a couple of weeks from now. And apparently in reaction to President Trump coming in. Now, I know you haven't written about this yet. I'm sure you will at some point. It'll come in play. But is it looking more like hot war rather than just a cold or trade war? What is your overall evaluation of where we find ourselves at the moment in your line of work?
Yeah, you know, across the board, there's cold wars threatening to turn hot everywhere we look. But I think these wars can stop short of full-scale armed conflict, these potential wars, provided that there is continued U.S. strength and deterrence, provided we continue to be active across the board, meeting these challenges, but also realistically interacting with our adversaries, right? We don't need to. We can be tough on our interests while also understanding that they have their own interests, and I think that will be key.
What do you think is driving the Biden administration to do what appears to be a pretty irresponsible action, especially when we're in a transition period between administrations in which you tell Ukraine, go ahead, throw some missiles that we've sold you, but yet we are giving you the guidance for. And we have our personnel there, you know, helping push the buttons. Go ahead and fire them into Russia, nuclear power. No problem. There shouldn't be any issue. Are we regular folks that aren't into this like you are? Are we crazy to be a little concerned right now?
Well, there's always some concern with any sort of escalation, right? But I do think that the ramifications are a bit more limited. So there's a number of reasons. There's a number of reasons I think that. Well, first of all, is the timing. I actually think the Russian escalation in response would be stronger if this policy shift had come on November 4th. But the fact is, the Kremlin, like the rest of the world, knows that that we are in a transition of power. And in 2 months' time, many of these policies are likely to be unraveled or at least come under severe pressure as President-elect Trump, will really try to bring both Russia and Ukraine to the negotiating table. So I think all sides understand that timeline. Concerning that, I think what the Biden administration really is trying to accomplish also falls within that timeline, because the Biden administration knows that Ukraine is now coming. This war is going to come one way or another to some sort of ceasefire agreement, probably in the next year, maybe not. And the key there is ensuring, for the Biden administration, is ensuring that Ukraine can maintain its gains in Kursk, right? This is that small part of a Russian province on the border of Ukraine that Ukrainian forces took in August. And Kursk is vitally important. It's actually neighboring Kursk where Ukraine has used these long-range missiles to attack an ammunition depot. And it's likely there where it will use these new anti-personnel mines. And the reason it's so important is because so long as Ukraine holds on to this little chunk of Russia, it will have a bargaining chip. So when Trump comes to office and pushes these two powers together and says, start negotiating, Ukraine will be able to say, listen, we still have Kursk. We'll trade it to you if you give us back some of our occupied territory.
Okay. So this reminds me a little bit of, I remember some of my history in World War I, in which everybody knew an armistice was coming, right? And so they do a lot of fighting there at the very end, you know, to try you grab a few pieces. Hey, we got this. We've got this. Now what? Right.
Exactly. So for that reason, both in response to these Biden policies, but also because the clock is winding down, I will expect escalations across the board in Ukraine. But it's really just jockeying for position that I think is driving the Biden administration strategy as well as Ukrainian operations, right? They're trying to ensure that Ukraine has something that it can bring to the negotiating table to ensure that it doesn't just get, you know, completely walked over and become essentially the first conquest of the 21st century.
Andrew Thornbrook once again, and he's with the Epoch Times. Andrew, how would you evaluate Russia's position? Because I'll hear reports that are widely differing, and there are times that I don't know who to believe. There are others that are saying, oh, Russia is just exhausted, and it's just, you know, it's you know, Putin's in a very, very weak position, and it's all over, and you know, we've got him now. And then I'll have other reports that come out that are talking about Putin being pretty supported by his people, and they understand the goal of what Russia's trying to accomplish in Ukraine, whether or not we as Americans may agree with this or not. How, you know, what's the sort of bead you have on the truth about Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, it's kind of a both and situation. So Putin has done a lot to really clamp down on dissent and increase promotion of his mission. That being said, he is greatly struggling. So there are all these reports, obviously, of manpower shortages. We see Russia offering like five times the normal salary for soldiers in these rural provinces, where there's clearly a lot of weaknesses that are building up in terms of manpower, in terms of manufacturing, all these sorts of things. But the problem with those reports in American media that talk about this as some fatal flaw for Russia is that these weaknesses are very real, but Ukraine has all these weaknesses too, and Ukraine is much smaller. So that's what I think gets lost in the shuffle is, yeah, Russia has been at war. It's been cut off from the international economic system. It's having a hard time sustaining this war. But Ukraine's having a hard time sustaining this war, too. And unlike Russia, Ukraine can't just bring in 11,000 troops from a different country to fight for it. Ukraine just has the people in Ukraine, many of whom fled at the beginning of the war. So I think those weaknesses are real, but their effect on Russian decision-making is overplayed.
I think one strength that doesn't get talked about enough with Russia, though, is its industrial might, at least when it comes to war-making possibility. Am I correct to assume that, unlike, let's say, the United States, where we have decided that it's in our best interest to offshore as much as possible, that could be a conversation for another time. Russia is very much, seems to be pretty effective at making things that blow up and making lots of them. Would that be a fair assessment of what they're able to do there?
Yeah, you know, I think Putin has put a lot of work into trying to shore up the domestic Russian manufacturing capabilities in his defense base. I mean, he's at war. He's been cut off from the rest of the economic system. I think it's also a consequence of long-term, primarily U.S.-led foreign policy, right? We had this sort of lull after the Cold War where we were trying to integrate Russia. We had this sort of global liberal outlook. The problem with global liberalism, right, of that incorporating people in the economic system and then using sanctions when they get out of hand is sanctions only go so far. And that's what we've done with Russia is we sanctioned until we essentially had cut Russia off completely from the global system. And once you cut someone off from the global system, there is no incentive to come back. Russia has instead decided to work with China, North Korea, and Iran to start making an alternative for it.
Yeah, we have no leverage over China,
exactly.
Over Russia at this point.
We sanctioned away, like sanctions work if Russia is integrated into the global system, and it hurts still, but we kicked Russia out of the global system. So these have no teeth for Russia anymore. Russia is making its own thing. It's making an alternative, right? And that is what this kind of proxy war situation is all about, really, right? This move towards multipolarity, right? This move away from a United States-dominated global system. That's what China wants. That's what Russia wants. That's the uniting factor here.
Andrew, do you get involved in the financial side of this, too, in some of the reporting? The reason I bring this up is that I am wondering if we really hurt ourselves by taking the dollar and weaponizing it so much and trying to crater Putin's skull with it again and again and again, that we ended up getting to the point where he ended up damaging the United States dollar long-term prospects because we made it clear that, hey, if you have the dollar, you're going to be under our thumb. So people go, okay, I'm not going to use your dollar anymore. And then what happens with us long-term, you know? And then we got the BRICS and so many other things. What are you thinking?
Right, yeah. So we're definitely seeing the pushback there, especially with BRICS. We're seeing these sort of more regional formats take place, not necessarily, at least at first, offering themselves as a full alternative, right? They're still saying, oh, you can use some of the dollar too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, listen, diversify. And I think that is the natural result of the United States using this dollar diplomacy over and over. You know, it's people catch on. You can get away with doing this thing once, making someone hurt, and they say, okay, we won't do it again. But you do it again and again and again, they're going to say, well, I'm just going to build up a defense so that doesn't affect me anymore. I'm getting out of this system. So, yeah, I absolutely think that that's a reasonable claim to make.
Is there any way you think that Trump could perhaps have a rapprochement with Vladimir Putin to kind of smooth the waters over as part of this Ukraine negotiation? Because China appears to continue to grow more powerful or ever more powerful with its alliances, its regional alliances.
Yeah, you know, it's early to say. It's early to say anything about a true rapprochement with Trump and Putin. That being said, there are potential deals to be made. We've already heard, you know, that Putin has been offering energy deals to Germany, for example, and these first sort of openings of diplomatic lines. There's some feelers being put out about potential economic, you know, mutual beneficial deals. Another area where I think the Trump administration could exploit is actually growing Russian dependency on China. So while Russia has been happy to work with China as it conducts this war and as it's sort of on the outs with the West, it's never really been comfortable with how much leeway it's giving China. China's getting huge, huge benefit and advantage on these deals it's making in terms with Russian national gas, with Russian natural gas. China is now moving more and more into the Arctic, which is historically Russia's domain.
Yeah, Russia, sure.
So, and Russia's been allowing this more and more because it's needed to sort of build up these international partners against the U.S.-led order. So if Trump can try to bring Russia at least a little bit back into the fold, back to the Europe side of the Eurasia, then I think he'll have at least some chance of decreasing how much these growing alliances are going to be used against the United States.
You were reporting in the Epoch Times the other day that Germany's Scholz ended up holding the first call with Vladimir Putin in about 2 years. So is this kind of the growing realization that, no, the Ukraine war is not going to get rid of Vladimir Putin, and we better start talking?
Yeah, you know, I think, and the Scholz call is actually quite interesting because it shows that a lot of our partners in Europe are actually dealing with sort of the same situation that we're dealing with at home, which is that there is a growing discontent. Not that people are supporting Russia, but there is a discontent that there's been no diplomacy. There's been no diplomatic overtures to Russia to try to bring it back to the table. There's kind of just been this strong arm Ukraine until victory, including Crimea, right? Yeah. Back to the 2014 borders, which is simply not going to happen. And so I think this is kind of a realization, okay, there's going to be a push for ceasefire. Our people in all of our countries want at least an attempt at diplomacy, a good faith attempt. And so I think that's what we're seeing there.
What do you think Ukraine looks like at the end of this? I know I'm asking for some speculation and you're a reporter, but you've talked with enough of these people over time to probably have an idea that, you know, where that map might be looking like over time. And like you talked, the Kursk part will end up going back to Russia, no doubt, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's all very theoretical. But I do imagine Kursk going back to Russia. I imagine that being traded for some of the occupied territory, or at least pushing Russia away from its claims. So right now, Putin is demanding territory that Russia actually doesn't even occupy yet. And so I expect that to be walked back. I do expect Russia to walk away with having created more independent, these so-called autonomous regions, right, in Russia's sphere of influence. So I do expect Ukraine to lose territory. With that being said, so both Ukraine has said it won't accept anything losing territory. Putin has said it won't accept anything short of what is already demanded, including a pledge never to join NATO. I really think at this point we need to look at those comments from Moscow and Kyiv as sort of the way we would look at the U.S. Congress debating a bill, right? They're setting out flags at the most extreme points, knowing that there's going to be a compromise that no one really likes. And that's what is almost certainly going to happen next year.
But one way or the other, the appearance, what I'm looking at some of this reporting, then, is that Vladimir Putin is serious as a heart attack and isn't going anywhere, probably, right?
I would agree with that 100%.
Okay. All right. Very good. What do you think you're going to be getting next on in the Epoch Times that we should be reading here?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's always news to go around. We have so much going on in the world right now. We're going to continue to watch, of course, for Russian escalations across Ukraine. In response to this, we've received unconfirmed reports, denied reports, potential ICBM use. We're not sure yet. So we're definitely looking for how Russia responds there. We're going to be looking for how the U.S. moves to support or not support Israel following the International Criminal Court complaint that for war crimes.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a tough time enforcing that one, don't you? Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you know,
I mean, considering the United States and many of its partners are not even members of the ICC, I don't foresee it creating a whole lot of influence.
Well, I would even look at it into just what we know. I mean, it's kind of like a semi-open secret. Israel has nukes. Okay, International Criminal Court, go ahead, have at it. Send your crew. Okay.
Yeah. So the nuclear weapons are always the issue, right?
Yeah.
We have that, and then we'll of course be dealing with China's influence operations against the United States and its continued efforts to sort of prepare for a potential operation against Taiwan, which is, I imagine, going to be weekly news for the next 3 years at least.
So, all right. Well, you're going to have no shortage of topics to be reporting on. Okay, Andrew Thornbrook, I appreciate your time this morning, and of course, has lots of family in Oregon, which is yet another reason to like him. He's national security correspondent, focusing on defense and military affairs and China-related issues. And like I said, that's going to be a big part of the next 4 years. Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show. Be well.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. 729 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Lose your car key or remote? Don't get stuck without a spare. At Batteries Plus, you'll get a replacement car key fob for up to 50% less than at the dealership. Keys cut, fobs programmed, and key fob batteries replaced too. Get your spare key or remote today at Batteries Plus.
Forget what the calendar says. Right now, every day is Black Friday. Because at all Gerson's locations, one day of savings just isn't enough. Now, through December 1st, get $103 off for every $1,000 you spend or 3 years interest-free financing OAC at our lowest discounted cash price. There's no need to wake up at the crack of anything. We'll be dealing all week long. The Black Friday event starting now and running through Black Sunday at Gerson's Home, Express, Outlet, and Sleep.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't understand why, and I have a whole list of new resistance among blue state Democrats. Why are they so interested in protecting the rights of people that didn't respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty, entered this country with the help of Joe and Kamala Harris? Aided and abetted the law-breaking, invited them in, and didn't follow through. It is insane. We have had hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans victims of violent crimes, and I don't for the life of me, and I will never understand it, why the left in this country is not standing up for the rights of Americans.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why we say fall and winter are great times for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
Looking for the perfect heating solution for your home? Orly Stoves and Spas is offering the Revelli RV80 pellet stove for the unheard of low price of $34.99. That's a savings of over $1,000 and still qualifies for the 30% federal tax credit. Revelli brings you the most efficient, quietest, eco-friendly pellet stoves on the market. Their stunning design will blend seamlessly into your home and complement any decor. Ask us about our easy 0% financing options, and while you're here, save up to $2,500 on a new CalSpa. Are you looking for the best value and convenient heating solution for your home? Orly Stoves and Spas has the perfect answer. Right now, you can get the Breckwell SP500 pellet stove for the unbeatable price of just $1,199. The Breckwell SP500 was built to last and qualifies for the 30% federal tax credit. Orly's has over 450 stoves in stock to choose from. Come into Orly's and ask us about our easy 0% financing. And while you're here, save up to $2,500 on a new CalSpa.
Enjoy a day at Wildlife Safari with a four-pack admission for just $40. Car due for maintenance? Get a $75 American Rancher Garage Certificate for only $40. Good for oil changes and more. For family-friendly dining, grab a $25 gift certificate to Freddy's Diner for only $14. Visit OregonEDeals.com and click the Medford link to get started.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
The Bill Meyer Show is on. News Talk 106.3 KMED.
7:33, it is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, which makes it a great time to check in with your conspiracy theory. We'll get to more of those after news, town hall, and, of course, local news here, too. Interesting times. A number of months ago, Linda had locked herself out of the home. And she found herself in the garage with no way to get back in to the home. And it was a long story. And I found out about this when I finally got home one day. This was, like I said, this could have been even a year or two ago. And then I was poking around the garage one day, which is my domain, my messy and cluttered up domain. And I was poking around here, and I'm looking around here, and I'm moving equipment and radio tubes and all that kind of stuff that I tinker around with. And then I found an old phone jack on the wall of the garage. Now, it's an unfinished garage. You know, there's no wallboard up. But there's this, and it was by the door. It's this, the old style, you know, the ones that used to take the hanging on big Bakelite plastic phones, and you would, you know, you'd put it on, and it would kind of had a couple of kind of bolty things, and you would slide the phone down, and then the phone was connected to the wall. And so I'm checking this out. I say, okay, here's a phone socket. All right. Is it hooked to anything, right? So I find an old junk phone in the junk box, and I plug it in. And lo and behold, it's hooked up to the Spectrum voice line that we already had. I guess whoever put the house in, they had a line going out to the garage, and it's in there too. What was in the living room is the same as out there in the garage. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Now, the Spectrum line almost never rings. It's kind of our backup line. We're using our cell phones most of the time. But, yeah, we use it every now and then. It's just good to have it there. It's one of those things, kind of like gold and silver I talk about, just in case, right? You know, that kind of thing. So I ended up having this big old brown Bakelite phone from the early 1970s that I got at a garage sale sometime. I forget what it is. And so I stuck it on the wall. Well, I never told Linda about this. Never did. Never told Linda about this. I forgot to tell her about it. But I knew that the phone was out there. Hey, if we were stuck, you could always call for help somewhere and get something done, right? So that's what I did. So the other day, Linda is cleaning up the shelves in there in the pantry where we have a lot of stuff stored, you know, food and canned food and all the rest of it. And Linda was telling me, gosh, you know, I'm there and I'm cleaning up and getting things rearranged. And then I hear this phone ring. I mean, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. It, of course, it was the old-fashioned ring, ring, you know, type of ringer on it that you never hear any longer, right? And she's looking around like, where is this coming from? And then your mind starts going wild, and then she realizes, okay, I see this old phone on the wall, and I walk over to it, and I'm ready to pick it up, and I'm thinking, am I going to hear like some voice from beyond? is this like a phone in the Matrix? You know, the Matrix movie with the phone booth kind of thing? Like, you know, go take a turn left to escape the time warp, or, you know, the agents coming after you. I don't know. So she picks it up and she gingerly says, "Hello?" Like she wasn't sure what to expect. Like, what is her mother, her late mother's voice going to be in it? It's like a heavenly message or something. And it ended up being an AI message from Providence saying that, hey, it's time for my colonoscopy or whatever it is. So she laughs and hangs up. But she said it struck her that something that we of a certain age were so familiar with, you just don't hear any longer. And I said, yeah, I put that up there. Why didn't you tell me that you put a phone in the garage there? I just kind of forgot about it. I just knew it was there. And I just thought that was, it's kind of funny how you get used to a phone not sounding like a phone, right? The one good thing about that old Bakelite phone, though, is when you are angry with someone, if you're having an argument with someone on the phone, that's satisfying when you slam the receiver down, you know, cling, cling, you know, and it rings up. End call just doesn't have the same effect. Yeah. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Changing weather norms means changes to water quality. Be sure your drinking water is safe. The highs and lows of water levels, increasing cases of contamination, and land use changes can all impact your water quality. The only way to know if your water is safe is to have it tested. Call on Grants Pass Water Lab for fast service, help understanding your results, and affordable pricing. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
It's okay to ask for a little advice at Freddy's Diner.
Are you ready to order?
Ooh, always a tough call. Burgers, sandwiches, melts, fried chicken, smoked brisket. The daily special looks good, too. Any suggestions?
Well, we have seafood, too. Our hand-dipped fish and chips is pretty hard to beat.
Sounds good.
There's something for everyone at Freddy's Diner in Old Town, Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Bill Meyer, KMED News. Here's what's going on. Medford School Board meeting tonight talking about recent cell phone policy for students, but the main event could be a couple of new complaints filed against an unnamed school board member. Rogue Valley Times reporting the subject of the complaint not named. It's presumed to be board member Michael Williams, who got sideways of the district earlier this year after raising concerns about Medford Police School Resource Officer Josh Doney's reassignment. Heavy rain in the valley, snow in the passes having big effects in our area. Southbound Interstate 5 closure from Ashland finally ended last night. Today, heavy rain is still in the forecast. High wind warnings for Jackson County in effect late tonight into tomorrow. Heavy rain slated for Josephine County. Power remains on for most people, with the exception of more than 100 customers in the dark southeast of Ashland in the heavily snowed-in Highway 66 area. And Jackson County Sheriff's asking drivers to stop trusting GPS for detours around the I-5 closures. On Wednesday, deputies rescued several motorists stuck in heavy snow on Dead Indian Memorial Road and Colstein Road. Many mountain roads are unplowed and meant for local traffic only. Bill Meyer, KMED News.
Johnny Cash recorded I Walk the Line in 1956, and this first hit of many stayed on the chart for 43 weeks. If you're having trouble walking the line because of sloping floors, or you're seeing lines in the walls and ceilings, call Millett Construction. They'll inspect your foundation and offer a free estimate that'll give you straight lines in no time, including fixing the water problem that caused the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Joel here for Butler Ford and Truck Center, and I've got two Joel specials and a 179 tax deduction update for you business owners. My first Joel special is a $344 a month payment on a new Ford F-150. Lease a new Ford F-150 for only $344 a month. My second Joel special is, well, for you Jeep drivers. Trade in that Jeep for a Ford Bronco Sport, and you'll pay only $280 a month. Not a Jeep owner? Your payment only goes up a little bit more than the $280 a month. Now, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of that $179 tax deduction for year-end purchases, Butler Ford is your $179 headquarters. I've got 54 Super Duty trucks in stock that all qualify for the $179 deduction. Whether you want to lease or buy, come see me. I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know you've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and your $179 savings.
There's 6 month leases from $6,250 to a signing on stock number 5985. We're selling price of $54,210. Get $3,500 to a signing on stock number 5985. We're selling price of $31,777. After all rebates and discounts on approved credit through Ford Motor Financing, excludes tax, license, title, 250 dealer, VC dealer for details.
This is Randall with Advanced Air, and I'm on KMED.
18 before 8 is open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Wild Sam and Steve is here. Steve, before we get into your topic, I have to ask you, because no one's going to give me an answer to this. How big of a Nerf bat should a Jackson or Josephine County sheriff deputies be able to use on a driver who actually pays attention to GPS and ends up being stuck in the snow, in the high hills, or in the low valleys, in order to get around a closure of I-5, for instance? They had several people rescued yesterday. At what point, how big of a Nerf bat can we hit them with? What do you say?
I really don't know.
It should be a one-foot Nerf bat, maybe a two-foot Nerf bat. How about a three-foot? And I would love to see the vest cam video. This is what we do to people who follow the GPS instruction. Okay?
Three whacks with a two-foot.
Okay, three whacks with a two-foot. All right, that's the soft foam version of the Singapore caning. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Now then, you were talking about a guy who supposedly wants to run for Oregon governor, an MMA fighter? Really?
Yeah. His name is Chael Sonnene. I never heard of him before, but he was on one of the late-night shows last night, and he announced he's running for governor.
Yeah, you know, way too much toxic masculinity. I love the guy already, but, you know, because normally, when we elect Oregon governors now, they have to be either female, lesbian, better if they're both, okay? That tends to be the way our...
No, and this guy, he's got some kind of a podcast called Good Guys, Bad Guys podcast.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But he was on with Jordan Peterson, which is a kind of a strange thing, but... you know who Jordan Peterson is, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. He's got a new book out called He Who Wrestles with God, which is what Israel means, I guess. I'm going to have to get it because he's a very interesting guy. But I just thought that you would be very surprised and interested in this Mr. Sohn guy who says he's going to run for governor.
Does he say what party he would run? Is he a Republican or a Democrat or someone else? You know?
I would say he's someone else. He is far right, too far right to be a Republican.
Well, no, in Oregon, all you have to do is, a Bernie Sanders Republican is too far right in the state of Oregon, apparently, when you look at what's happening in the leadership right now, but I digress. You know, I'm going to see if I can find him, though. That could be an interesting talk. I'll look him up, all right? Right?
He's a cage fighter, you know?
Gosh, wouldn't that be fascinating to see, a cage fighter up there? And it's like he would just, pick up someone that was giving him trouble in the administration and just body slam him. I'd love to watch it.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's no little guy. He's a big guy.
Oh, okay. So we would have a Governor Camacho. Remember the Idiocracy? The Idiocracy movie?
Yes.
Yeah, President Camacho, Hector Camacho. I love it. I'm going to look that up. Thank you, Steve. Let me go to Vicky. Vicky's in the Applegate. Vicky, how are you this morning? Welcome.
Oh, good. I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to ask you, though, how big of a Nerf bat should we be able to smack a driver with that drives into the snow because of the GPS? What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'd whip him with a pool noodle.
Okay, pool noodle. There we go. That'll work. Yeah, just whack.
Yeah.
Okay. What's on your mind, huh?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'm glad you have one of the old banana phones. That's what we used to call it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
because I have cordless phones, and if my power goes out, I can still use the banana phone.
That's right. Yeah, you can. And second, it just put a UPS, by the way, and if you even if you have a voiceover internet, like a Spectrum Voice or something, you can put a UPS on your cable bill, and then your phone will still work even if the power is off, because usually the cable system keeps working for a while. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good without the internet. My life is so much simpler without that. So.
All right, but you're not being misinformed. How can you be misinformed without the internet being piped in there? Okay.
Oh my God. Well, I do my own research on stuff, so I still use a telephone.
Okay. Without the internet, I mean, how do you do that? What do you do? You go down to the library and this dusty stack of books. What?
Oh no, I've collected books over the years. I get my information the old-fashioned way. Although I do call my sister every day, and she is my computer slave.
Oh, so you let your sister be misinformed, and then she spreads it to you. Got it. Okay. All right.
So, real quick, what bugs me about these new cars is the backup screen when you're backing up.
Yeah.
I drove my daughter's car, and she's like, Mom, just look at this to back up, because I'm old school. It's like, that's what the mirrors are for. And if they even have a person walking down a different, not even by you, it starts beeping, scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, the little proximity sensors.
Oh, my God, Bill,
sure. Well, you know, the reason why they had to put backup cameras on them is because of the rear engine or the rear collision problems for vehicles. And they all have big butts. They all have all the cars have big behinds now and very small windows. And so it's getting very difficult to be able to just turn and look. And that's why they've done that. And blame the federal government once again.
Funny GPS story real quick. My sister is from California. She comes up every year to spend a week with me. And this time she drove. Usually she flies, but there's parts falling off the airplanes everywhere. So she decided to drive her brand new hybrid car, not a four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
She got off the freeway at Phoenix and put in GPS quickest way to Sterling Creek Road.
Uh-oh.
Exactly, Bill. You know where I'm going with this. So I've always told her about Griffin Lane. Oh, God, sis, do not come Griffin Lane.
Yeah.
Well, she put my address in, and at first, you know, her and her friend are going, oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful, and look at all the, you know, log homes and the beautiful, you know, trees. And then she hit the bad part of Griffin Lane, and her car was shimmying on the washboards, and she thought she was going to be shook right out of her car.
It's essentially like a bad forest road in sections, right? Isn't it like a bad forest road in sections, that kind of thing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she said those hairpin turns. So by the time she got here, her brand new hybrid car was a dust bunny that you'd find under the bed. She was still getting dust, dirt out of her car weeks after she went home.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. It's that's the one thing that I do like about, it's one thing I really like, Vicki, about paper maps. I still have paper maps in the vehicle, although I have used, you know, the electronic maps too. But the funny thing is, when you look at a paper map and you unfold it and you're looking at it and you realize that the quickest route has very, very thin lines and may have some broken parts in it, you know off the top of your head, oh, this is really an unimproved road, and the electronic maps sometimes don't always do that justice. I appreciate your call. Thanks for that. That's funny. Yeah, the dust bunnies on the new Toyota. Huh? Hey there, Francine. What's going on with you?
Hi, Bill.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, so I've been thinking about, you know, we've had Trump's had two assassination attempts, and I think now the deep state is going to say, well, you know, that's enough. We can't really overdo this. We can't overplay our hand too much here.
Yeah, it starts looking beyond the pale. And,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so, okay, so I think because everyone is very excited about J.D. Vance, and he's going to, you know, obviously he's going to be the heir to the throne, you know, to run for it the next time, you know, after Trump's term, since Trump can't. I think they're going to go after him, and I think he should not fly in any planes or take any trains.
So you think that J.D. Vance is the biggest target? Wow. Okay.
I think, yeah, because he's very popular, and I think he stands a really good, I don't know really, who knows what's going to happen and might change things. But at this point in time, he does appear to be a very likely candidate to take the reins from Trump and run for the next term.
You could be right, but you know who I think would be more likely, and not that I wish it to be, as an assassination target. It would actually be RFK Jr. because of the billions of dollars of pharmaceutical and industrial complex money at risk if you had someone actually paying attention to farming and food and the drug industries. And that would be, and like I said, even if he had all the power and wanted to do everything he wanted to do, it's a high lift, but I don't know. I almost think that he would be considered the greatest political risk for some of most corrupt businesses in this country.
I think you've made a very good point. But you have to remember, when dealing with the deep state, they never settle for just one. They can, start knocking off whoever they try to knock off whoever they want.
All right. Thank you for your conspiracy theory Thursday.
You're welcome, Bill.
All right. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. And who might you be?
Yeah, Ron, Grants Pass.
Hello, Ron. How you been today?
Well, pretty good, thank you, and hope you're okay, too.
I'm doing well.
Well, good. In any case, in reference to this Trump issue that the judge is trying to put off the sentencing for 4 years.
So it's all held off, and because of it being held or delayed, he's not technically convicted, so he can't appeal it. It's really weird.
Right. Yeah. So there's two articles in the Constitution that the judge is in violation of. Article 8 says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments being inflicted.
Oh, so would you make a case that delaying the sentencing then, or the ability to appeal then, is a cruel and unusual punishment? Is that where you're going?
Yes, yes, sir. And to buttress that, I bring in Article 6, which says in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right of a speedy trial and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, and to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have assistance of counsel for his defense.
Yeah, I get that. I would still say that there is no way that Trump got a fair trial, because there is no such thing as a jury of his peers that is unbiased in New York City, okay?
Yeah, so my conclusion is that he needs to take his lawyers and present to the Supreme Court an overriding by the Supreme Court of this law and make the law null and void because of the violations.
Well, I don't know if that is the next step in the situation or not, if he would have to go to a New York Supreme Court first. I don't know, but it's an interesting thing. I will be talking with some legal eagles about that in the coming time, all right? Thank you very much, Ron. 754. What's on your mind, too, on Conspiracy Theory Thursday? This is the Bill Meyer Show. 770-5633. Dr. Jane Orient, MD, from AAPSonline.org, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She has an interesting paper out at, and it has to do with, how Oregon is all in on gender-affirming care. In other words, whacking the genitalia off of young boys and girls, and then flipping things around to create this simulacrum of the opposite sex, the opposite gender. Well, the interesting part about this is that a lot of it is being done through the use of puberty blockers. That's usually the first step. The studies out on the puberty blockers are quite interesting. That a side effect? Stupidity. No, I'm not kidding. And we'll have a little conversation about that coming up.
Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage. I just want to say a huge thank you to our friends and neighbors who voted to make us 2024 Gold Medal winners for Best of Southern Oregon. Without loyal customers like you who recognize our commitment to the highest standard of service, we're just another place to get an oil change. So thank you for your continued support. And thanks again for choosing American Rancher Garage. Call 541-499-6673 to schedule an appointment with us today. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., the best roofing pros in Southern Oregon. Decades of protection just around the corner. Specializing in metal roofing that stands up to inclement weather conditions year-round. Westfall's portable snap-lock machine pulls right up to your door and gets the job done. Get the protection you need with a new metal roof done the Westfall way. Done right every time. Call or text today. Get a quote tomorrow. Financing available. Westfall Roofing. We've got you covered. 941-3736.
CCB 250-730.
One of each, K4VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 573621, MSRP 43205, 5982, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 12-1-24.
Get the gift you really want during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS, just $169 a month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
President-elect Trump's future cabinet.
Whether building for the future.
Trump did call on Senate Republicans to allow recess appointments.
Or dissecting the past.
They're telling us the BS that it's economics. We know that's not true.
The unelected bureaucracy of the federal government is having meetings about how to thwart or countermand the commander-in-chief.
There's always common ground.
We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly.
It's all here.
You deserve better.
Newstalk 106.3 KMED.
Newstalk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Delighted that you are here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, 770-563-3770 KMED. Emails of the day are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. By the way, if you need some specialized medicated mouthwashes, special toothbrushes, water picks, things like that, need the equipment, they'll sell it to you. They have a kiosk there at the place on Freeman Way next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, and they sell it to you at their cost. No markup. They want you to have a healthy mouth. Healthy mouth, healthy life, I guess. Go to CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Get your appointment, okay? Janet Dunlap weighs in on the vest issue. You know, I had to talk with the Invest founder, Michael Letts, here just a moment. Of course, he's a nonprofit, and he goes out there and they buy vests for police departments that don't have the newest, bestest stuff. And Jan says, Bill, I believe that it's already included in most law enforcement budgets. Your, quote, nonprofit is just confusing the issue. Maybe he is. Maybe he is, Jan. I have a feeling, and this is just me, and I didn't really explore it further. I still think it's not the worst thing he's trying to do there. Not every law enforcement is funded to the extent that what we are here in Jackson County. And I would not be surprised whatsoever to find out that most of the invest ballistic vest donations end up going to places like a Grant County or a Modoc County, Siskiyou County, these areas that are just huge, huge amounts of real estate and very thin in the taxing ability. Although I imagine there have been some grants that have come up there, you know, for a while. But, hey, there we can all agree to disagree on something like that. I have a feeling that's where it's going, okay? Now then, I had a listener write, Bill, I was on a call with 8 people from Oregon today. Yes, AJ, who wrote this to me. I was on a call with 8 people from Oregon yesterday, actually. 2 were concerned about the new administration cutting Medicare and Medicaid. If I had said anything to refute it, they would not have believed me, since the press and Democrats are always saying Republicans are going to cut Medicare. I don't think either party is going to touch Medicare until it goes under. I believe Medicaid should be cut, but figure if they cut it from illegal immigrants, that it would reduce it a bunch. Maybe deporting millions that are criminals will reduce it, I would hope. I have a relative on Medicaid, and they go through the whole financial assessment every year. The state's very thorough and diligent, but they have not been so diligent since the pandemic, AJ writes. This year, they are back on the stringent deep dive of assets. So those that have been thoroughly assessed the last few years should drop off, again, reducing the overall cost. I know Oregon has expanded their Medicaid rolls quite a bit between the pandemic and underserved populations, the illegal immigrants, children who can be on even if their parents are not on it, et cetera. AJ, it's a very good point. But yeah, when you're talking about them starting to crack down on this again, that is the reality that Herman Bertschinger was talking about, is that so much of this expansion was the hot checks written in the pandemic response, right? All of the grant stream funding, and that money be gone. And so now they're trying to figure out how to keep it going. And by the way, when we talk about Medicaid, think Oregon Healthcare, Oregon Health Plan, rather, OHP. All right, that's what we call it here. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. And by the way, my email, bill@billmeyershow.com.
Lynn Barton here, Medicare Advisor at Sky Park Insurance. If you have Medicare Advantage, big changes are coming.